WordPress is pretty much everywhere these days. If you're not currently using it, yeah, there's a pretty good chance you've been on some sites that are. So today I wanted to take some time to talk about some interesting stats in relation to WordPress and why, if you're not using it, you probably should. Let's go ahead and get into it. All this today and more on The Notable Show.
It's the program that makes creating and growing an online business fast, simple, and even fun. You're listening to The Notable Show.
Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Thomas McGee and this is The Notable Show, the show that's here to help you create an online business that's truly notable. Okay, so we're going to talk all about WordPress today. So as I mentioned in a previous episode, I am a WordPress developer, which means that I can technically develop in other languages or do other things, but my core focus over the last nearly 10 years has been exclusively on WordPress. So there's been a number of different reasons for that. I'm going to go ahead and get into those a little bit later on in this episode. But before we get to the core of today's episode, the main theme, the main topic, which of course is WordPress, I wanted to take a quick moment to tell you about today's notable tool.
Useful for any stage of online business, it's time for your weekly notable tool.
Okay, so today's notable tool is a free nifty little plugin that I personally install on almost every WordPress website I'm going to regularly post content on. And in my personal opinion, I feel that this is actually something that they should work natively into WordPress. They haven't yet. I know they like to keep WordPress nice and lightweight, but it's a handy little tool. So what it does, if you've ever scheduled out posts before in WordPress, you know it can be a little squirrely and kind of annoying because they just give you a bunch of input fields and it's just not easy to work with. So what this little plugin does is it actually inlines or puts in the little scheduling area a nice little calendar. So when you're trying to schedule out your posts for a specific day of week or, you know, even later on down the month, you can just select right there from within a calendar and then it fills in all the numbers for you. They also have the plugin worked into on the admin page where you can view your list of posts, your list of upcoming posts. You can also edit the date of your upcoming posts right there in the list view as well. So you can go through, just select from this little calendar instantly and schedule out your posts or reschedule them. It's a small tool, but for me personally, it saves a lot of time and it makes life a lot easier. Okay, so if you'd like to get this plugin, like I mentioned, it's totally free. It's available right there on the WordPress plugin repository. So you can just search with it, right, or search for it right there within your WordPress admins section, so right within the plugins portion of your admin. Or I'm going to leave a link in today's show notes. So just jump on over to notableshow.com/2. Again, that's notableshow.com/2. And in the future, I will always be leaving links to our notable tool right there in the show notes. So again, that's notableshow.com/2. And let's go ahead and get to today's main topic.
Never miss a thing. Go to notableshow.com to get email updates of the latest episodes, free resources, and more.
Okay, for today's main topic, we're going to talk all about WordPress. So as I mentioned in a previous episode, I am a WordPress developer, which means that I can technically code in other languages or build on other platforms, but I have chosen specifically and exclusively to build websites with WordPress. So I'm going to get to that a little bit later as to why I made that decision. But first, I wanted to go through some really interesting stats as they relate to WordPress. So if you're not using WordPress, or even if you are, I think you might find these pretty interesting, and they're going to lead into some of the reasons why I use and recommend WordPress exclusively. So there's a really neat little article over on ManageWP, and as always, I will leave a link to it in today's show notes, which is notableshow.com/2. But it's just got some really interesting stats. So it is back from 2016, April 28th, 2016, but I think it's still relevant, and if anything, these numbers have only grown since then. So the first stat, which I think is probably the most jaw-dropping, is how much of the web currently is powered by WordPress. So according to this article, WordPress now powers around 26% of the web. That is pretty astounding if you think about it. That means that over a quarter of the globe's websites are powered from one platform, and that platform is WordPress. Even more remarkable, in terms of CMSs, so content management systems, there's a lot of them out there. There's like the Drupals of the world and, you know, tons of others. WordPress contains or has 59.4% of that market share. So over half of CMSs or content management systems are completely powered, or people rely upon WordPress for their websites. It's astounding. And that number continues to go up every single year. So from the point of this article, this is up from previous years as well. It is really amazing. When you look at some of the other popular content management systems out there, you got 26.4% is WordPress. Coming in at number two is Joomla with 2.7%, Drupal with 2.2%, Magento with 1.3%, Blogger 1.2%. But it's just astounding. WordPress has totally kind of run away from the pack when it comes to being used and relied upon by content creators. Now, in addition to, when it comes to WordPress and using it, there's two different ways it's kind of split apart. So WordPress.com is kind of its own self-contained entity. So you can go to WordPress.com. I think you can pay for hosting or even do it for free, but it's all self-contained. So it's really plug and play. You can't do a lot of customization. You can still use a lot of plugins and themes, but it's a little bit contained. Now, the difference between that and WordPress.org, WordPress.org is the free and open source version of WordPress, which means to use it, you have to have your own web host, you have to install WordPress, but the positive side of doing WordPress.org is that you pretty much, you have virtually all the plugins, all the themes at your disposal, and you can have things custom built. That's what I do. I custom build WordPress websites. But you have almost limitless possibilities with what you can do with WordPress. Now, on the WordPress.com portion of it, just the kind of plug-and-play WordPress, they have some pretty interesting stats in there as well. And that is that in 1 year, 660 million posts were created. And that's just on WordPress.com. They're able to track that. In addition to the 660 million posts, they had 655 million comments. So it isn't just that WordPress is, you know, powers a lot of websites. It's that it's used a lot by users as well. So it's very active, and it's constantly being used by the people who trust in it. Now, one of the other benefits, I'm going to get into this a little bit later, of using WordPress is the fact that it's so extensible. So that means that they've got a lot of themes and plugins that can enable you to take WordPress to kind of the next level. You can do a lot more with it. So on that note, at the time of this article, WordPress has in the repository 44,225 WordPress plugins. So these are all free plugins that you can take and download directly on your site to add to the functionality of WordPress. Even more staggering is the fact that of those plugins that are available, they've had 1,253,649,315 downloads total. So that is a lot of software being created and used within the open source WordPress community. There's also 56 translations of WordPress, which should help to explain why it is so widely used. And it's not just for bloggers anymore. So there's kind of this old misconception still floating around that, you know, WordPress is just kind of for bloggers. I don't need a blog. I'm trying to build a business. Well, that's what this show is all about. I'm focusing a lot on WordPress and why it is a powerful platform that you can use for virtually any business. So here are some of the sites currently powered by WordPress. The New York Times, People Magazine, National Geographic, Forbes, and there are a ton of others. So there's a lot more to this article. I'd recommend just checking it out just because I think it's fascinating. But just go to notableshow.com/2 where I will have a link to that particular article so you can read it in detail. Okay, so now let's get to that main question, which is why WordPress? So those are some really interesting stats. I like to go through the numbers. But, you know, why WordPress? There's a ton of other services out there, and some of them you could argue even make building a website easier than WordPress. I know there's Wix and Squarespace and all these really plug-and-play options out there. But when it comes to building an online business, from my experience and all the ones I've tested out and tried, WordPress is the one that I've always come back to and I've come to the point where now I build and I develop for it exclusively, and I recommend it exclusively to anyone who is building an online business. So I'm going to break down right now the top five reasons why that is. So number one, it's free. So you can't really beat free. WordPress itself is free. You can get WordPress free. Now you have to pay for hosting, and you have to pay, you know, for a theme or development. But the core system of WordPress itself is free. And I think that's great, because that means that you're getting to start out with a platform without having to invest anything in the platform to begin with. You have an unlimited free trial. Well, the problem with a lot of the other platforms out there is that you have to invest in them. You have to trust that the money that you're putting forth in that platform is going to be well spent, that you're not going to be wasting time, effort, and energy and money on this platform. You have to invest that upfront. The great thing with WordPress is you can just play with WordPress forever, trying to learn the ins and outs of it if you don't know it already, and it costs you nothing. Now, again, you do have to pay for hosting, and there's some other things that you have to, you know, there are other costs involved from time to time when it comes to building a WordPress website, especially when you're ready to go pro. But to start with, having the platform totally free is a great advantage. Number two is that it's open source. So open source just means that anybody and everybody has free access to the code, and that anybody can actually contribute or suggest ideas or options or features to add to or to improve WordPress moving forward. So you don't really have to be a coding person to reap the benefit of open source. What this is going to mean for you is that it's a coding language that is constantly improving. And it's not just constantly improving by a small collection or a small committee of people who you have to rely upon for this thing to continue to improve. All developers who use WordPress can submit ideas and feedback and feature, you know, requests or bug requests or anything that you can think of. So you have at your disposal a free platform that is constantly improving at the hands of thousands and thousands of people. What does this mean at the end of the day? At the end of the day, what this means for you is you have an amazing product. You have something that is totally free, that a ton of people are pouring their lives, you know, their hearts, their effort, and their energy into improving every single day. The great thing about that as well is that not just from a feature standpoint, it's also from a security standpoint. So if there's a little hole or a patch or, you know, something that's a vulnerability in WordPress itself, you're going to have people who are there, who spot it first, who fix it first, and push it live first, as opposed to another platform that doesn't have nearly the amount of people watching and using it. You never know if, when, or how long it's going to take them for them to fix that vulnerability. WordPress is very stable and trusted right now, if for no other reason than because so many people watch over it and improve it and secure it on a constant basis. So number three is actually one of the things that we touched on in the stats, and that's the fact that it powers around 26% of the internet. So why would that be a reason to use WordPress? The reason that would be a reason to use WordPress is that means that, along with some of the other stats, there is going to be a ton of resources out there for you. I cannot tell you how many times I have been building a plugin or a theme or just a totally custom WordPress website, and I will hit a snag that is specific to WordPress, a specific function deep within the confines of the WordPress core. I will Google the issue I'm having. I can find a whole long list of other developers posting articles or questions or feedback on that specific issue I'm having. So that doesn't just apply if you are a WordPress developer. If you're just having an issue with WordPress in general, the fact that it is so widely used and it is so popular means that you are 10 times more likely to find an answer or a solution or a plugin or a theme or something that's going to help you solve that problem. So again, having something that is widely used by a ton of different people means that all those people using it have a self-invested interest in making sure that it's great. Because not only it's not something that they're selling, but it's something that they're using to build their businesses. And so with that kind of amount of people, effort, work, and research behind it, you can definitely rest easy in knowing that you're in good company, since so many other big sites use it. Not just that, but the plethora of sites that are using it across the internet. So number four is the fact that it's extensible and widely supported. So obviously widely supported goes along with the fact that it powers 26% of the web. But what do I mean by the fact that it's extensible? Earlier I mentioned that it is, you know, a platform that originated mainly as a blogging platform. So it was mainly for people who just had their own personal blogs. But since then, it has progressed into a CMS, and not just that. It is a management system that can be used for virtually anything. So I've personally built to-do lists. I have built online shopping systems that are kind of miniature versions of Amazon with thousands and thousands of products. I've created online fulfillment distribution apps and, you know, web apps and, of course, websites, membership sites, squeeze pages. There are a lot of things I have just personally built on WordPress, because at its core, WordPress is really just there to help manage content, help manage users, posts. So you can just do so much with it. It makes it pretty much endless in terms of the possibilities that you can use it, you know, in terms of building, growing, and maintaining your business. In addition to having things custom developed on WordPress, though, the fact that it has so many plugins available is another reason why it is so useful. This means that you don't even necessarily have to know code. You can just do a little bit of research and you can search through their 44,000 plugins and find something to make WordPress do that it normally wouldn't. So if you need to be able to embed YouTube videos easier, or if you need to be able to, you know, make a community element to your site, there are a ton of plugins that enable you to do this. The other side to the extensibility of WordPress beyond the plugins are the themes. So a WordPress theme, again, I'm somebody who has built a ton of WordPress themes over the years. A WordPress theme enables your site to have a certain look or feel, but even more than that, it can even dictate the functionality of that site. So whether it's a membership site, whether it's a blog, whether it's a news site, whether it's, you name it, you can do it on WordPress, and a theme helps you implement and initiate that site really easily. And probably the biggest reason I typically recommend WordPress above all other platforms is number five. And that is that it puts you in complete control. The problem with Squarespace or Wix and a number, or even WordPress.com, a self-hosted version of WordPress puts you in complete control. A lot of these other sites, a lot of these other services out there limit you to what they enable you to do. They may enable you to do a lot. They may make it really easy to set up. So in the short term, it's pretty useful. But if you ever come to a point in time in your business where, say, I want to be able to add a membership community to my site, or I want to add this feature here, or I need to be able to use this person's information to connect with my email service provider to tag them here, or really intricate marketing strategies, you can't do it. There just reaches a point in time where you can no longer expand on that platform. So what do you have to do? You have to reach a point in time at where if you, you know, continue to expand or grow outside the realm of what that service enables you to do, you have to start from scratch. You have to build a brand new site from the ground up, as opposed to if you had started with WordPress. Even if you're just starting with a pre-built theme and some plugins, you can come along 3-4 years later, talk to a developer and say, you know what, I want to have this membership site built into my site. Or, you know what, I don't want to have to port over all my content from another platform. I want to have a brand new look and feel where you can keep all the content, all the comments, all the posts, everything that's been in that site. You can install a brand new theme, even if it's custom built, and maintain everything that was there before it. So you can modify, you can tweak, you can change what's there, and you can pretty much expand and build endlessly with WordPress. Not to mention the fact you can implement your own security measures if you want to go even further. You can have your site, you can install backup plugins that enable you to make sure that your site is backed up as many times as you want. I'm a big fan of doing a ridiculous amount of backups. So I usually have 2-3 different backup methods on most of my websites, and you can do that with WordPress. You can't do that with a lot of other platforms out there. So the freedom, the flexibility, and the ability to grow are some of the top reasons why I recommend WordPress. So in the episodes to come, I'm going to be talking a lot about WordPress and some of the strategies and tactics that we can employ in WordPress, but I had to start with an episode that explained the reasoning why. So I may come back to these points as time goes on in some future episodes. But again, hopefully that gives you some ideas if you're currently using WordPress, why you're in the right place, and if you're not, why you might want to consider switching. So I look forward to, you know, jumping into a lot of different WordPress tips, techniques, tools, and tactics in some of the episodes to come. So as always, if you have a question for the show, feel free to jump on over to notableshow.com/question, and I'm always happy to listen to your questions. They make great topics for future episodes. So thanks so much for tuning in today, and go out there and make something truly notable.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the program. To review the show notes along with any links shared in this episode, visit notableshow.com. Also, please take a quick moment to subscribe and review The Notable Show on Apple Podcasts or the medium of your choosing. Thanks again for listening, and have a notable day.